Ed Carpenter, who is getting set to head down to St. Petersburg, as a matter of fact, to be on the headsets. I always forget, Ed, that for the Verizon IndyCar Series, it's only the ovals where we see Ed Carpenter in the car. Otherwise, you're on the headsets, right?
It's been that way since 2014.
I know, but I'm getting old, and it all runs together after a while, right?
Knowledgeable as you are, I would think you'd
Well, I don't know that I'm knowledgeable, but thank you. I appreciate
that. Well, you got me fooled.
Hey, well, I welcome out here to Herco. This is a cool deal, and these guys, tell me if you could. It's funny because I walk in and I see that they make basically huge drill bits and that kind of a thing. And then I think, but this innovation applies to, say, for example, Ed Carpenter Racing. What do these guys do for you?
They've been a partner with us since 2015. It's been a really, really successful partnership. We've got one of the Herco lathes and a five-axis mill at the shop that we use pretty much daily. So we have one guy. Just that's his whole job is running those machines. So, you know, there's not as many parts that we can manufacture in-house, but a few more now than there were a few years ago. So we do as much as we can in-house.
So really dumb question, but in layman terms, the materials that they provide you or the machinery that they apply to you is essentially going, here's my guess, and then you tell me if I'm way off base. You get in, let's say, a chassis from Dallara or parts of the engine itself. There's something that needs to be scaled down, shaved down, fit in. They make it possible. Am I way off base here?
On the engine part, we don't do much of anything. For the Dallara part, there's some things we're allowed to make, some things we have to buy from suppliers, but, you know, an area like the dampers or shocks, that's the only area of the car that's 100% open for development. So, you know, we can make anything we want for those parts, you know, but you're also using the machines to make support equipment, different types of tooling, whatever it may be. It's different day to day, but the bottom line is with the tools that they give us, we can make just about anything we need.
Derek, it's like this show. They have the ability now, thanks to Herco, they just kind of wing things, trial and error, right?
Yeah, that kind of work. Also,
there's a little more engineering going into it than that.
You know, it's not just see what sticks.
No.
Yeah, that's probably a good call. Are you ready for the year?
I am. I'm excited. You know, I all of a sudden had a little more energy this week knowing that we were going racing again. This off season went by quicker than most just because we were busy getting ready for this new car. We moved race shops from Speedway over to being neighbors with Herco now. So we had a busy off season that made it go by quicker than some of the years past. But at the same time, it does feel like it's been a long time since we've been at the racetrack. So excited to get back out there and hopefully get off to a really strong start.
Are you excited to talk about something other than Danica Patrick over these last couple of weeks?
I'm sure you've
been asked over and over again, Danica, 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 Danica.
It's, you know, it hasn't been that bad. You know, we haven't actually officially made an announcement yet. We've still been working off of the impromptu announcement that was made. But, no, it's going to be a really fun project. We're excited to be partnering with GoDaddy and being a part of Danica's final race. It's going to be a fun month of May, as May always is.
When did that come about? I mean, when did that first, those talks really start heating up?
It all gets a bit fuzzy, Jake, but it really, really picked up momentum in January was when things really started to develop. We weren't really in a position to put ourselves in the mix of her plans until after we got Jordan King signed for the 20 car. Up to that point, I didn't want to commit to running an extra car at Indy in case that became part of our road course driver package for the 20 car, knowing that we weren't going to run more than one extra car. So once we had that program settled up, you know, I reached out and let them know that we were still interested in doing something, and the timing was better for us now to have conversations. I didn't want to get in the middle of it initially and not be able to deliver on our end. So things worked out.
Now, for you personally, and I mean this because it is strange to me. You mentioned like 2015. I mean, that seems like 2 months ago to me, right?
Yeah.
And I still think that I'm 25 years old. I'm not. For you, do you look at it and start to think about how many indies you have left in you?
I don't. Jim Aiello asked me that the other day, like, how many more are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's no expiration date printed on me. As long as I feel like I can still go out and perform at a high level and not be the limiting factor on the team and be able to compete and ultimately have a chance to win, the desire is still there. So, you know, I think it's one of those things where you know you know when it's time to go do something else. And I'm having a lot of fun being the owner driver in the series right now, and don't plan on changing that title anytime soon.
Ed Carpenter is our guest, by the way. We're at the Herco Celebration Open House, 50 years of innovation here on the northwest side of Indianapolis. They're a partner in Ed Carpenter Racing as the 2018 Verizon IndyCar Series gets underway in St. Pete this weekend. I've asked other guys this, Ed, I'll ask you as well, and I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking. In basketball, when a guy is at the twilight of his career, you know, he doesn't jump as high. He's getting out. In football, he's not as fast. He doesn't get to the ball as quickly. What is it in racing when someone knows it's time? What is missing that was there for you when you were 27?
It's hard to totally answer that. You know, where I think racing is different, and I think you can see this by a lot of the guys that are successful. You know, there's a lot of good young guys in our series that are doing well, but it takes time to develop into a fully rounded driver. And, you know, when you look at the guys that are still competitive, like a Scott Dixon, you know, Elio was a factor last year, even though he was kind of forced into pseudo IndyCar retirement. You know, guys keep getting better, and when you have the amount of experience and years to fall back on, when you go through periods of change like we're going through now, you know, you have that much. You know, we've driven more types of IndyCars to have kind of a bigger database stored up inside to know how to manage that and play the game. But, I guess, if anything, you know, what we do, you know, it is a high-risk sport. There's a lot on the line all the time. We're driving extremely fast race cars, you know, at the limit of what they can do. And I think it comes down to desire. You know, if you still have that passion to do it and go out and willingly put it all on the line, you know, you're going to keep performing. I think it comes down to a personality thing where some guys get to a point to where they're like, I don't know that I want to do this anymore, or the risk doesn't outweigh the reward to them anymore.
And that happened with a guy that drove for you, right? I mean, didn't Mike Conway eventually say, I don't want to do the ovals anymore?
Yeah, exactly. And, over the course of the years, like, I remember Eddie Cheever, he was a family friend when we were young. I drove for him my rookie year, but when way before I ever drove for him, he's like, oh, you can't get married until you're 30 years old. You know, it'll slow you down. And it's like, you know, people think that getting married will slow you down or having kids will slow you down. It's like, I personally feel like it made me better. It made me a better person. It made me more focused. It gave me, you know, more motivation to provide for my family. But everyone's different. You know, if you have a kid and you're the type of person that lets that affect you and you worry about not coming home to your kid, then yeah, maybe it's time to stop. But I think everybody's different.
Have you had times looking back on your career where you doubted it and thought, yeah, maybe I'm just gonna own?
No. I mean, there's always hard times, but for me, you know, anytime that we've had a struggle or a setback or a year like 2015 at Indy where we just weren't good, you know, the next May can't get there soon enough to get another shot at it. So I haven't had that sensation.
Jake's unmarried and has no kids, Ed, and it's still like Fast Times at Ridgemont High for him in his life. So he hasn't slowed down at all. He's still very much sped up.
I need that focus, right?
I wanted to talk about somebody that you've got on your team who is still young and I still think has a bright future ahead of him, and that's Spencer Pigot, who's, I think, 24 years old now, entering another IndyCar season. What are your feelings on him as he enters now 2018?
Yeah, I mean, I see a lot of potential and talent in Spencer, and I think he's coming to that point in his career where, you know, he's got enough experience now that, you know, I think we all expect to see, you know, some bigger strides out of him. He's shown that he's a great racer. You know, I think just putting it all together and becoming a little bit better qualifier, you know, on things he can control, we need to do a better job supporting him in that area as well. But he has all the tools it takes to be successful. I feel like there's no reason why he can't be, you know, a championship caliber driver in the IndyCar series for Ed Carpenter Racing, and you know, that's a big part of the reason why he's in the 21 car full time this year.
Okay, speaking of tools, if Herco was able to develop a tool that all you do is like one of the, you know, you push down on it and it can create either a Pacers NBA championship, a Colts Super Bowl win, or a Butler Final Four trip, which are you picking?
I'll take the Butler Final Four trip. That's an easy answer.
You've had two of those in the last 10 years. You Butler people are spoiled, right?
Yeah, but it's having done it two times, it was way more fun than going to watch the Colts win the Super Bowl. You know, I remember some of the Pacers runs, but, you know, being connected to Butler and being part of that community, it's just more fun.
You like LaVall Jordan, right, guy?
I do. I love him. I don't think he remembered meeting me, but my freshman year was his senior year, and I remember bumping into him at the Lambda Chi house one night. And when I bumped into him his first week on the job here, and I told him, he introduced himself. I said, oh, we met a long time ago, but you probably don't remember it. But he's a great guy. You know, I think it was the right hire, and excited for the tournament to start.
Were you a Lambda Chi Butler?
No, I wasn't.
They got kicked off, right?
You know, so many of them have been kicked off and come back. I think
the fight-outs at one point got booted. Gunner was a fight-out. They got booted.
They're back, but I think Lambda Chi is gone right now.
Yeah, a buddy of mine lived in a Lambda Chi house.
I think Doug Bowles was Lambda Chi, so we can ask Doug.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Well, that might have something to do with it then, you know?
Maybe. Those,
you know, the Lambda Chi's, I know this much.
It all went downhill from there.
Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf, that supposedly is about Lambda Chi initiation. And I'm not even a Lambda Chi, and I know that. That's the kind of stuff when you talk about knowledgeable, Ed. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
you have a lot of, you know, random stuff for every city that we go to.
That's like, exactly right.
You know, you're visiting some oddity everywhere we go with your shoes on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Got to wear the shoes on the plane. Ed, we'll let you go back and deal with the folks here that make life easy for you with Herco and what they do for you with the Rays team. And certainly look forward to seeing you at St. Pete and throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming to be a part of this and celebrating Herco's 50 years.
It's great to be here. No doubt about it. Up on the northwest side, as a matter of fact, One Technology Way where you will find Herco. We'll take a quick break and come back. We'll talk more about the Pacers, as Ed had mentioned. Maybe we'll even mention in a little Butler basketball as well. It's Corey and Schultz. You're listening to it on Fox Sports 97.5.